Anyway, so here's what he said. There's an institution called Vidui Meiser. It's described, if you want to look it up, actually, which you probably should do because you'll get a better feeling for it. Vidui Meiser. It's in Deuteronomy 26 and starts on Pasuk 12, chapter 26, 12. Okay, when you finish tithing all of the tithes of your grain on the third year, the year of the Meiser, and you should give to the Levi, to the stranger, to the orphan, to the widow, and they will eat in your gates, and they will be satisfied. And you should say, before Hashem your God, I have removed all of the holy prohibited food from the house, and I also gave of it to the Levi, to the stranger, to the orphan, to the widow, like all of your commandments which you commanded me. I did not violate your mitzvahs, and I did not forget. I did not eat thereof in a time of mourning or grief. I did not dispose of it in a state of tumah. I did not give of it to provide for the dead. I hearkened to the voice of Hashem, my God. I did like all that you commanded me. Now, the conclusion is, therefore, look down from your holy abode, from heaven, and bless your nation, Israel, and the land which you gave to us, as you swore, or as you took an oath to our forefathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. This is called Vidui Meiser. To clarify it, so here's how it works. On the first year after the Shemitah, so the first thing that somebody who has a farm, orchard, does, he brings Bikurim, the first fruit. Mm-hmm. After the first fruits, he then separates Truma. Truma is usually an average of 2% of the crops which go to the Kohen. After he takes 2% of the crops, he then takes a tenth of his crops and gives it to the Levi. The Levi, in turn, has to take a tenth of his crop and give it to the Kohen. So the Levi is also obligated in what's called Trumas Meiser. It's a Truma that he has to give to the Kohen from the Meiser. So an Israelite has to give Truma and Meiser, and the Levi gives Trumas Meiser. Then the Jewish farmer takes off another tenth, and that's called Meiser Sheni, the second tithe. The second tithe has to be taken to Yerushalayim, whatever it may be, and consumed in Yerushalayim. By him, but not by anybody. As long as everybody can eat thereof is tahar. He could share it, and it's really supposed to share it, with the poor and with the stranger and the widow and the orphans. And it's a mitzvah to share that. However, he and his family, and he could invite all of his cousins, and especially his brother-in-law, who never worked a day in his life. And he could invite them to partake thereof. And the main thing is that it'd be eaten in Yerushalayim, where the assumption is that he will benefit from all of the holy resources and the environs of Yerushalayim, and that will uplift him for the rest of the time when he's back at home. This same order repeats itself in the second year. And the third year, everything is the same except for Meiser Sheni. So the last tithe, which ordinarily in the first 2 years, he took up himself to Yerushalayim. Oh, I should tell you one other thing. Meiser Sheni does have an option. If it's too much or too demanding to transport all of that to Yerushalayim, he can redeem it by taking the value of all of those crops, adding a fifth to it, and then he redeems it, and the money now has the kedusha of the Meiser Sheni. He takes that money to Jerusalem and buys food with it in Yerushalayim. Once he transfers it back into food, once again it has the kedusha of Meiser Sheni, and he can invite anybody to share with them in his bounty. So now, on the third year, he does everything the same, except for, instead of Meiser Sheni that he and his family are supposed to consume Yerushalayim, he now has Meiser Ani. It's called a tithe to the poor. So the poor will be given that remaining tenth, and they can eat it wherever they want to. They don't have to go to Jerusalem to eat it. They can eat that where they want. So in a span of 6 years, there will be six trumas, six Maaser Rishons that go to the Levi, four Maaser Shenis, and two Maaser Onis.
How did we get the four?
Four Maaser Shenis when they go to Jerusalem. In the span of 6 years, the first year and the second year and the fourth year and the fifth year, there'll be Maaser Sheni, where he has to eat it in Jerusalem.
You said in the third year.
And the
sixth
year.
They didn't have to go. The third and the sixth.
Right. The third and the sixth is Maaser Ani. It goes to the board.
But the fourth is.
Is again, kind of works in a 3 year cycle.
I had a deal with this when I was there.
Yeah, you do. Except you do everything on money. The truma, you just have to throw away.
I did it on three things growing in my garden.
So what did you do with the money you have to throw away?
There's also a fund that you participate in, which avoids you having to do one thing. I don't know what that is.
Anyway, so now, what happens if, for whatever reason, the farmer, he didn't do these things when he was supposed to do them. He separated the tithe for the Levi, but never gave it to him. Or he separated the tithe for Jerusalem, and he never went to Jerusalem. So he has a grace period up until the end of the third year. But the third year, before the Yontif of Pesach, I believe it is, he has to take care of everything. So if he hasn't taken care of it till then he has to take all of his, then he has to make sure that he's distributed everything to the Levi. He has to make sure that he's given to the poor. He has to make sure that he takes his Maaser Sheni and he goes up to Jerusalem with the food itself or with the money that he's going to buy with that's been redeemed. And when he has taken care of all of his obligations, he then has a confession to make. It's really a statement. It's a declaration. But that declaration is called the vidu. It's called the confession. But instead of a person confessing, we usually use the word term vidu for sin. So here, the term vidu is used for a person saying, I did what I'm supposed to do. And no, that's called the vidu. And so those who say that, some very interesting comments on this. I heard once my father-in-law, he spoke at a Malava Malka. And in New York, every Motzei Shabbos, there's a Malava Malka. There's probably a dozen Malava Malkas for different causes. You know, he was once the guest speaker at one of these Malava Malkas. And he got up to advocate this particular cause. So he said, there's this thing called Vidui Maaser. He said it, what you were saying, it's a very stark statement. You know, here we say all of these things like we... You know, usually vidui is something where a person confesses to wrongdoing, and here it's, and then what you told me, I heard it. So he says, here's where I think the vidui is. This person gets up and he says, and you should say before Hashem, I removed all the food from the house that I wasn't supposed to keep, and also I gave of it to the Levi, and to the ger, and to the orphan, and to the widow, like all that you commanded me. I did not violate your mitzvahs, v'lei shechachti, and I didn't forget. So he said that v'lei shechachti is the point where he hits his heart. He says the person is saying, you know what, God, my problem is that I remember all the things, the good things that I have done, and instead of forgetting them and recognizing that I have so much to do, he says, I remember those things that I did, and I become complacent. And I say, oh, I'm pretty good. I'm a good guy. So he says that, v'lei shechachti, I didn't forget. He says, you people are all here for this cause. He says, and you remember that last week you gave to a different Malava Malka, and the week before you gave to a different Malava Malka. So you're saying to yourself, I don't really have to put myself out over here. He says, because I've done so much. He says, you got it. He says, now's the time for you to say v'lei shechachti. He said, It's really a sin that you haven't forgotten. He says, if you would have forgotten, he says, so now you would have given with a full heart. He says, but v'lei shechachti, this thing about, I haven't forgotten. Anyway, so that v'lei shechachti is an angle on why this is called the vidui. And the problem is that we remember all the good things and we forget the things that are not so good. And the Midrash says that God remembers what we forget and he forgets what we remember. The poster said, is that I haven't ignored my obligation to him. I haven't forgotten to do what it's supposed to be done. Rashi says, I didn't forget to recite the brachas for the mitzvahs. When they said Chachti Milav Alchecha Al Hafreshes Ma'is, I made the right brachas. And there are those who say that when the person says, "I heard, I listened to your voice, I did like all that you commanded," that a person is really saying, "I don't have the nerve or the audacity to tell you this. I'm only doing it because you put in your Torah that I have to say this. So when I finish saying, I didn't eat of it, and when I was a mourner, and I didn't give it away, and I didn't dispose of it when I was tummy, and I didn't give it to the mace. I heard your voice, Hashem." And now the person is thinking to himself, "How can I say this? How can I make this statement? It's so arrogant." So he recognizes that the only way he could make it is because Hashem has told him. So he says, "Asisi kechel eshivdin. I just did everything that you told me to do." And one of the other things that they say is that a person does not say, "Asisi kechel eshivdin." He doesn't say, "I did everything that you said." He said, "I did like everything." In other words, he acknowledges that it wasn't everything. It was just like everything. I did the best I could. Anyway, my brother suggested yesterday in his remarks that when a person completes what's not a simple assignment, all of this is very consuming. Go through all of this thing. Bikurim requires you to go down to Yerushalayim, take your first fruits, and then taking off the trumas. And Maestro is going to Yerushalayim, disposing of them appropriately. Anyway, all of these things require a person to be on top of things, get things done in a meticulous way. So when a person is able to reflect upon the fact that he was able to do these things and to execute them properly, so his vidui is, the confession is, upon completion of all of these things, in retrospect, I see that I am capable of far more than I would have given myself credit at the beginning. And it's that part of it which is the confession, because now recognizing that I'm capable of doing far more than I imagined, I have to believe that that's true of so many other areas of my life. I'm busy congratulating myself on the fact I'm doing okay when in reality I could do so much more.